Happy Tuesday morning, everybody. It's Kevin Reeves with a belated response to a message that was sent to me by Drew, a.k.a. Rooster Loop. And I really appreciate his honesty and candor with his comment, which in a nutshell was that he was having trouble bending his head around the relevance of video in his life as a blind person. With all of our discussion on Twitter and Audioboo about the GoPro cameras, he was asking if I would quantify why producing video content is relevant to someone who is blind, since we're not consuming the video portion of the content that we're producing. Luckily for me, this is an easy one, since I've given this a lot of thought before grabbing one of these cams. I think for a lot of us, we are interacting with sighted people on a daily basis. It's obvious we're going on vacations and we're doing things and we're out in the community. And I say, why can't we document our experiences the same way that a sighted person does? There is no desire here for me to become a blind photographer or a blind videographer. The idea here is to be able to, just like anyone else, capture something and put it up somewhere for somebody to see it. I didn't want this to become some kind of novelty thing where, oh, look, it's a blind guy with a camera. How novel is that? The camera's not being held very steady. The angle is off, and it's not even focused on anything, but it's a blind guy, and he, you know, doesn't know any better. That was unacceptable, hence why I've never pulled out my camera phone to film anything, because the iPhone, or any other camera for that matter, requires constant visual contact where you're looking through a viewfinder to make the decision about where you're going to focus. A couple years ago, when I started hearing on Twitter about these cameras, how folks were just mounting them to vehicles themselves, surfboards, and creating content that was exhilarating, well, that got the wheels turning. So in a sense, I can slap on one of these cameras, and if I'm involved in something, I can say, hey, check this out. I want you to see this. So to further answer the question, I think it's only fair that if technology is available for a guy like myself to be able to strap something on and just capture what's in front of me and it to look mildly presentable to someone and to say, hey, I wanted you to see this float that was coming by in the parade. It was a 1929 fire engine. I thought you might think that was pretty cool. Or being able to capture my 5-year-old nephew opening presents for his birthday or whatever it is. I think it's awesome. These cameras allow us to do this in a way that is quite successful. And I say, why the hell not? Let's do it. I mean, a lot of us are FaceTiming with video to folks because they want that video component, and we're not denying them that because we can't use it. I will FaceTime audio anyone all day long if I just want to talk to them, but if I know that there's something they want to see, I got no problems firing up the video, and most people have no problem telling me where the camera needs to go for them to see what they want to see. But I don't pull out the iPhone and try to film on it and hope that it turns out right, because I know that it won't. There's no way to know exactly what you're focused on. The angle of the lens is much tighter. But with a GoPro, if it's in front of you, it's being filmed. So I invite anyone who even has any desire to want to show their world to someone else via YouTube or Facebook or emailing a file to them or whatever. Consider this. It's a great opportunity. And we're messing with the stereo audio idea. We're not getting LS14 level results, but we're still getting stereo. And the binaurals do work. So we can marry the two concepts together. Our love of audio and a sighted person's desire to see what we're seeing. And obviously we're seeing with our hands, we're seeing with our other senses, we're experiencing stuff, we're immersed in something. We're great at the audio immersion portion of it. We can capture anything with audio. So if we can capture some video with a modicum of success, well, why not? Doesn't hurt. So if you're interested, I invite you to take a look. Just Google GoPro. Start reading up on it. Hope that answers your question, Drew. I appreciate you sending me that comment, and I hope it maybe shed a little light on it. And anybody who has any questions or comments on this or whatever, just feel free to comment back. Send me a private message, and I respond to everything. Hit me up on Twitter, at Reevesman. And with that, I wish everybody a happy July 1st, a happy convention-going season, and we'll talk at you later.